chapter number 14. If you found your place in your Bibles, would you say amen?
Amen.
Let's stand, please, if you would, for a moment as we reverence the Word of God. The Lord Jesus is speaking to His disciples. He's been with them now for three and a half years. He is now coming down to the end of His journey. And He begins to speak about His death. And the disciples were troubled. They had been with the lovely Lord Jesus now, and now He talked about them, that He's leaving them. And so here's what the Bible says in John chapter number 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. I'm glad this morning He didn't say Allah. He didn't say Mohammed. He said, I am the way.
Amen.
And if you come to Jesus, my friend, that's the only way to heaven. He's the only way. It's not some other way. It's the only way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray now for the divine touch of God. Thank You for the good singing. Thank You for these dear men of God that have come today to minister our hearts. And now, Holy Spirit of God, I pray that You'd have unction and right away. Anoint us afresh and anew. May something be said these next few minutes together that will touch, penetrate the hearts of men. We praise You for all that's done. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Here in recent days, many of us have had to go out to a cemetery somewhere. Some of you sitting here, you've had a dad to pass away. Some in our church, your father has passed away. Some have had relatives to pass away. Some have had friends. Our prayer list down here on the table as we go through that week after week. Some we have to take their names off because of death has intervened. And I got to thinking about this week as my wife's dad passed away on early Thursday morning, and we were preparing for the funeral, and I just had this thought that thank God for what I'm trading for a mansion. I remember several years ago, and I looked it up, and I played it just to get a thought in my mind about back in, I think it was in the 90s, that the Perrys sang that song. I once heard a story about a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on this earth, and as she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her, and these were the last words she said. Oh, look what I've traded for a mansion. Look what I'm leaving behind. Look, see who there will be greet me when I step off into God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all of my sorrows. I'm leaving behind all of my cares. For I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. I'm glad this morning that when the Lord Jesus said in John 14, if I go away, I will come again and receive you. Now, He's not talking about death right there, my friend, but what He's talking about is the coming of the Lord. Now, I believe this, beloved, that soon, very soon, one of these days, the trump of God's going to sound, the dead in Christ are going to be raised, the living's going to be changed, and we're all leaving out of here. But, my friend, this morning I got to thinking about that. What we're going to trade on this side for the other side. Some of you know, I like to do a little trading every now and then. I mean, listen, Brother Steve, I like to be honest with you. I like flea markets. I like to be able to go down and be able to trade and if you want to call it dicker, if you want to, whatever you want to call it. But I've made some good trades in my lifetime. I've bought stuff for 50 cents, told it to turn around and sold it for $10 a piece. Say amen to that. Amen. But the greatest thing I've ever had Thank God I'll trade some things down here for some things up yonder. The first thing I'll trade, I'm going to trade a corruptible body for an incorruptible body. Oh, the Bible says this, the Apostle Paul, he said this in 2 Corinthians. For we know that if our earthly body, our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. My friend, these old bodies down here are getting older. These bodies are wearing out. They're getting more feeble. They're getting to the point, my friend, that they're not designed to last down here. But I'm glad to tell you this morning, I'll trade this old corruptible body for one that is incorruptible, one that knows no sorrow, no pain, no hurt, no heartache, that knows no diabetes, no stroke, no heart attack, no shortness of breath. Oh, thank God we'll trade an old corruptible body for one that's likened unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought past the saying, oh, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The Apostle Paul, while he was down there in the Mamertine prison, he's getting ready to get his head severed from his body. As he stood that day, I believe he looked over and pointed his finger at the face of death, and he said, hey, listen, old boy, you think you got the upper hand? You think you're going to be the conqueror? I got news for you, son. He said, I know the one that's already conquered you. I know the one that's already been to Calvary. I know the one that suffered, bled, and died, and he's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He said, you may sever my body from this, sever my head from this body, but thank God to be absent from this body is present with the Lord. And though this the skin worms destroy this body, as Job said, yet I shall see my Redeemer. I'm glad to tell you this morning, friend, I'll trade this old, corruptible, worn out body for one that is likened unto the Lord Jesus, never to wear out again. Amen. No pain, no suffering, no sickness. How many of you take medicine on a daily basis? Raise your hand. Amen. Those of you that hadn't raised a hand, you will one of these days. You stay here long enough. Praise God. I mean, listen, some folks I see, it looks like a checkerboard. They get that stuff out there. I had a friend come over. We went off somewhere one day together, and he had one of them. I mean, I ain't kidding you, son. He had one that high, and he just unscrewed a little thing. And I said, what do you got there? He said, that's medicine. This is morning. This is mid-morning. This is lunchtime, mid-afternoon, and then a supper, and then nighttime, and then bedtime. I said, glory to God. I said, you like a walking medicine cabinet right there. But, friend, I got news for you. One day, this old corruptible body will lay down. One day, this old corruptible body will breathe its last breath. One day, this old corruptible body will go back to the ground. But I'll be at home with the Lord Jesus. What a blessing. I'll trade this body. Second of all, I'm going to trade this world of sorrow for everlasting joy. Job said this, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Trouble's on every hand. As the song said, and by the way, I appreciate good Southern gospel music. Say amen. I appreciate music that speaks to the heart. I appreciate music that's anointed of the Lord. Amen. You say, that's old music up yonder. Well, praise God. We got some old fellows singing it. Say amen right there. But I like it. I like it. Listen, friend, I like the music that speaks to our heart. I like the music, my friend, that talks about one day our troubles and sorrows and trials will be over. One day I'll trade this world of sorrow for everlasting joy. Some of you going through sorrow right now. We've got folk in this building right now. You've got loved ones that just went through cancer surgery. You've got folk right here in this building right now that had to say goodbye to a daddy this week and last week. We've got folk in this room right now that's got people that that are in the hospital, that are in the nursing center. We've got folk right here right now, and your world is almost full of sorrow every day. I mean, every day it's like something else is happening, something else transpiring. We've got folk right here in this building that sorrow over a wayward son. We've got folk in this building that's got sorrow upon sorrow. But thank God there's coming a day that I'll trade all this sorrow for everlasting joy. Here's what the Bible said in Isaiah 35. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. John the Beloved said in Revelation, listen, he said twice in the book of Revelation that God's going to take his omnipotent handkerchief and God's going to reach down and God's going to wipe every tear from the eyes. Yeah. I don't know about you, but that gives me a thrill to know weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. It may be sorrowful down here. You may go through a dark, lonesome valley down here. You may go through some trials down here. But thank God, joy comes in the morning. I'll trade this old earthly sorrow for heavenly joy. And then third of all, I'll trade the wealth of this world for the streets of gold. Jesus himself said, where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also. Many today are working their fingers to the bone. They're trying to lay up treasures on this earth. Jesus said this, lay not for yourself treasures upon this earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. But he said this, lay up for yourselves and treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doesn't corrupt, thieves don't break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Listen, friend, there's a lot of folk today, they're working their fingers to a bone to try to earn some coins to put in a bag that's got holes in the bottom of it. As fast as they put them in the top, it's falling out the bottom. But I got news for you. I'll trade all this world's wealth, all the things of this world, for thank God, for the streets of gold, the walls of jasper, the gates of pearl, the things that men crave for down here, the things they steal about down here, the things they lie about down here, the things they covet down here. Thank God we'll walk on the streets of transparent gold over yonder. Where's your priorities at this morning? There was a fellow that traveled into Africa as he was journeying. He was a trained gymnast or gemologist. And he went into this village and he saw these boys that was playing, shooting marbles. He walked over and he noticed as they were shooting marbles in the dirt that day that several of those marbles glistened. He said, boys, could I take a look at those marbles you've got? And he picked those up and held them in his hand. And he, being a trained gemologist, he saw that they were not pieces of glass, they were not pieces of stone, but they were diamonds. These boys, they were shooting marbles with diamonds. The things that man craved for and the things that man coveted after, they were shooting marbles with diamonds. Honey, I got better news for you than that. Thank God one day we'll be in the streets of glory. And if you want to play a game of marbles with a bunch of diamonds, just help yourself, because it's all going to be God's. It belongs to him. Thank God that the things down here will mean nothing. The wealth will be on the other side. But then also I'll trade the noise of this world for the songs of heaven. I don't know about y'all. Thank God for good music. Say amen right there. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for some of this stuff today. This rock and rap stuff. I want to tell you nothing but of the devil. Nothing but of hell itself. You can listen. I don't know about, maybe I get on some toes here this morning. But if you pull up to the stop sign somewhere or stoplight somewhere, all of a sudden your car starts vibrating. And you say, have I got a loose fan belt or what? Is that idler pulley going out? I don't know. And all of a sudden, up beside of you, here comes somebody and he's, you know. And son, I want to tell you something. It ain't music at all. The car windows are rattling. His doors are rattling. And son, if you were to holler fire, he couldn't hear you.
Because his ears, he's deaf. Amen. I mean, I don't know about y'all. You might say, preacher, that's just the music of today. No, sir. But I want to tell you that I'll trade the noise of this world and the cries of this world and the agony of this world. I'll trade it all for the songs of Zion, the songs of the Lamb, the songs of the saints of all ages when we gather around the throne of God and lift our voices in one great mighty chorus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God, I'll trade the noise of this world. Oh, listen, friend, if you don't know that, you need to know him this morning. I'll trade all this for one day. I'll be at home with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll close with this. Some years ago, I've shared this before, but I wanted to share it again. If you don't get a blessing, then I will. Some years ago, radio evangelist Charles E. Fuller announced that he was going to preach on heaven the next Sunday. It was broadcast over radio. During the week, he received a letter from an old man who was very sick. And this is what the letter said. He said, "Dear Dr. Fuller, next Sunday, you're to talk about heaven. I'm interested in that land because I have a clear title to a bit of property there for over 55 years. I did not buy it. It was given to me without money and without price, but the donor purchased it for me as a tremendous sacrifice. I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is non-transferable. It's not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I've been sending material out of which the greatest architect and builder of all the universe has been building me a home, which will never need to be repaired, because it will suit me perfectly, individually, and will never grow old. Termites can't undermine its foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire can't destroy it. Floods can't wash it away. No locks or bolts will ever be placed upon its doors. No vicious person can ever enter that land where my dwelling stands, now almost completed, and ready for me to enter and abide in peace eternally without fear of being ejected. There is a valley of deep sorrow, of deep shadows between the place in which I live in California and to that to which I shall journey in a very short time. I cannot reach my home in the city of God without passing through the dark valley of shadows, but I am not afraid because the best friend that I ever had went through the same valley long, long ago, and he drove away all the gloom. He stuck by me through thick and thin since we first met, became acquainted 55 years ago, and I hold his promise in printed form, never to forsake me and never to leave me alone. He will be with me as I walk through the valley of the shadows. I will not lose my way, for he is with me. I hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. My ticket to heaven has no date marked on the journey, no return coupon, no permit for baggage. Yes, I'm ready to go. And I may not be here while you are talking next Sunday, but I shall meet you there someday." Can you say that? Can you say that to be absent from this body, to be present with the Lord? Do you know Jesus today? Greatest joy I had, family asked me yesterday to share, and some of you folks came up. I appreciate that. The greatest joy I had was to share Jesus at the homegoing of my father-in-law. The greatest joy you'll ever have is when you say yes. And what these men have sung about this morning, and what this Bible has to tell you, and what this old preacher is trying to tell you this morning, heaven is worth it all. I've traded. I made a good trade. I've traded this old body for an incorruptible. I've traded what little bit of money I have down here for the wealth of heaven. I've traded my sorrows and a broken heart for joy everlasting. And I've traded temporary friendships with a reunion with the saints of God forever and forever.